Morning Watch, Day 4. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 4. A Proper Prayer Life for a Proper Church Life. Related Verses. Romans 8, 4, 14, and 16. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Verse 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Revelation 1:10. I was in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Revelation 4:2. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. Revelation 21:10. And he carried me away in spirit unto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Related reading. In the New Testament theocracy, the Urim and Thummim are replaced by the mingled spirit, the divine spirit mingled with our regenerated human spirit. The oracle of God is in our spirit. The breastplate was called the breastplate of judgment. The judgment here is not mainly to determine what is right or wrong, what is just or unjust. Instead, this judgment is so that God's people can know his leading. Hence, the breastplate of judgment is actually the breastplate of leading. We must judge whatever is of the flesh, the self, the old man, and the world. We must judge the things of the flesh and the mindset on the flesh. This judgment clears the way for us to know God's leading. The building of the breastplate is a picture of the building up of all the people of God, that is, the body of Christ. If we are going to know God's judgment and God's will, first of all, we need the building of God's people. If we do not have the building, we simply do not have the breastplate. Second, we need Christ to be added as light and perfection. And third, we need to get into the presence of God. Fourth, after we are in God's presence, there must be the fresh light for us to read the letters to determine God's will. These four things are very basic. There is the real need of the building of the saints together. Without this building, there is no breastplate. If we do not have the breastplate, we simply do not have the means to know God's will. We only know our own will. According to Romans 12, to know the Lord's will is something in the body. But if we do not have the body, how can we know the will of God? In order to know the Lord's judgment, the priests must have the breastplate, which is the building up of the Lord's people. The epistles to the church in Corinth were written by the Apostle Paul with all the believers composed together as a breastplate upon his heart. He was so much concerned for the body of Christ that all the saints were composed upon his heart. He had Christ as his light and perfection, and he stayed in the presence of God to receive the fresh new light. It was in this light that he considered all the saints in Corinth one by one. He read all the brothers and sisters as the letters. This is how he got the materials to write the two letters. The apostles did not write the epistles in the way of studying the Old Testament to get wonderful concepts or thoughts. First of all, they were built up in the church life, and all the churches were composed as materials for that breastplate upon their heart. In their heart, they were so much concerned about all the churches of all the saints. They had the church life, and they had Christ as their light and perfection. In the presence of the Lord, they received the fresh light to read the situation in all the churches. All the saints simply became the letters for them to compose the epistles. To know the Lord's will and judgment about his people, we need the redemption, the nourishment, the enlightening, and the building up. Then among us and with us, there will be the breastplate, which is the building up of the body life and the means for us to know God's will concerning his people. Then we will receive the Lord's judgment of what we have to do or what we must not do. We will know the Lord's way. Then the whole church will go on according to the judgment given by the Lord.